A massive thank you to everyone that followed our journey, supported us, donated, cheered us along and laughed at us and with us all the way. The whole team did an amazing job, a truly incredible effort by everyone. So here's a brief summary of our 48 hours. The journey to Chester took 23 hrs 19 minutes, according to our Strava data. That's the equivalent of 2 marathons walking backwards 90% blindfolded, as we unfortunately had to remove our blindfolds once we got on the coastal path 7.5 miles outside of Chester, as the icy conditions were too treacherous. Blisters, strains, nausea, soft tissue damage and exhaustion meant very, very reluctantly that 5 of the 6 backwards walking Vikings had to retire from walking and join the support team for the remaining 24 hours back to Llandudno. I then set off for the return leg at 10:53 a.m. from Chester, arriving at Llandudno Cenotaph at 11:30 a.m. to a fantastic welcome, such great community spirit. This was a really tough challenge physically but more mentally in below freezing temperatures. I take my hat off to the team of young Vikings aged 19 to 30. They have all learned so much about themselves on this journey. They have been through a roller coaster of emotions, and were actually back in training 2 days later, hiking up the Great Orme with rowing machines strapped to their backs. This grandpa Viking is gave it a miss that night, it's their playtime for now, haha. These are our future fundraisers, stronger, wiser and hungrier and determined to beat the old man next time around, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Total raised to date £15,081 plus £1,077.50 gift aid, making £16,158.50, and it's still rolling in. The whole team of Vikings regrouped to do the Llandudno Boxing Day dip with hundreds of others that took the plunge in what must have been the biggest crowd ever for the annual event. We hope you all had a great Christmas and New Year. Please have a look at the links below, there are some great pictures and videos of our backwards walk epic event. All the best, Nathan, and all the Llandudno Vikings.